Welcome back, everyone, to a brand new episode of Nacho Sports and Stuff. Today, we have a new segment brought to you by Speed. This was his idea, so Speed, I'll let you introduce.
So what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be choosing if we think that. So here, the All-Star ballot just dropped, and people are going crazy on Instagram, Twitter, all your social medias, and it's been pretty crazy. So we're going to go through and say who we like and don't like, or if you want to put it, who's overrated or underrated, and who's kind of had a breakout season, and all in all, just talk about the picks and give our opinions on it. So, JD, you can kick it off since you are our host. So, yeah, JD.
We'll start with the AL first baseman, and we have Vlad currently in the lead, 49% of the vote, so I believe that he should have this one on wrap. And Vlad, I agree with this. Vlad has had a really good season. And he's just, I think he might be one of the best first basemen in the league. Like, AL and NL combined, I really like Vlad as a player. Speedy,
Vlad, best hitting player in baseball right now. He's got over 300 in batting average, most home runs. OBP is amazing. His OPS plus, he's way over average. He's definitely, so I think he's the best in the league, and nobody's going to change my opinion on it. And if you have something else, you're not that guy, Bell. You're not that guy. Let's go. Vlad all the way. He should win.
I mean, okay, so I do agree with the Vlad pick. I think it's a very good pick, and he just deserves it. But I don't think he's the best hitter in baseball right now. He's top two. Maybe even top three, but he's hitting very well. He deserves to pick it. I don't know what else to say. JD, back to you for second base.
So for the NL at first base, current leader Max Muncy, not that far behind is Freddie Freeman. I want Freddie Freeman to be that first baseman. I don't really know about, I mean, they both had really good seasons, but I just, Freddie Freeman, I love everyone on the Braves. Even though there are rivals in D.C., I love everyone on the Braves. Freddie Freeman deserves NL first baseman. Sorry, Max, but Freddie Freeman deserves it.
I disagree with you, J.D. Max Muncy has had a great season. He was here and there in the 2020 season, but this just shows who Max Muncy is this season. 162 games is where Max shines, and he's been one of the best hitting first basemen in all of baseball. So, yeah, I definitely like Max Muncy being first in AL voting. I mean, in NL voting. Smith?
I mean, I think he deserves it. I'm not a big Max Muncy fan. Never really have been. But he has been playing good this season. I guess he deserves it. Not a very likable guy, though, in my opinion. But he's probably going to get it. JD, back to you for second base.
Okay, currently leading second base AL is, of course, Marcus Semien. He definitely deserves this. He's had a really good season. Now, so is Jose Altuve, but with how well Simeon's played, I don't think he really has a chance. He might be there for the bench, but I think Marcus Semien takes this one.
I mean, there's not been a lot of contenders against Semien. I mean, maybe you could put a couple of guys out there. I don't really have any in mind that could go really against him. But Semien had a great May. His April was pretty good. Not nowhere close to where his May was. But, yeah, I definitely think that Semien was one of the...
You know, he was a lightning player for MLB The Show. The one, the only... Marcus Semien, he definitely deserves it. He's been hitting the ball great. Plays good enough defense there at second base. I think he basically has a lock. He's been playing super well. Keep it up. He's got it. Good pick. Now to that.
NL second baseman, The leader currently is Ozzy Albies, not far behind Adam Frazier, not far behind from even there is Gavin Lux. Very close race so far. Now, I don't really know a lot about NL second baseman. Like, they're not really, there's no one who, like, shines out over everyone else. Because, like, even in fourth place, Nico Horner is also at 10%. Then Gene Segura in fifth place with 9%. So, very close race. I'm just going to say Ozzy Albies because I've heard of him a lot before and I know he's had a good season. So, I'm going to go Ozzy Albies.
I mean, Ozzy Albies is a great player. But I don't know if they can do this, but I don't remember Acuña playing in center. I think he's he played right field against the Mets, and I think he's playing in right field, but Castellanos is in right. So maybe Jazz Chisholm can maybe fill in for Albies at second base, but I mean, Jazz hasn't really had the best season compared to Albies. Like, Albies, he's, I'm pretty sure, the leader in doubles. He'll get you extra bases. Not a guy who hits for power, but decent fielder. He's not like Tatis, where he tries to do too much and throw the ball all the way across the field. But, yeah, so I kind of...
Adam Frazier, man. The Pirates are absolutely garbage this year. They have the highest IQ fielding. They blew out the Braves in that 20-1 game. They're an all-around a garbage team. We all know it. Adam Frazier is a diamond in the rough. I think this would just be a nice win for the city of Pittsburgh. They've been god-awful. They kind of just need a little victory here. I think Adam Frazier kind of deserves it. Ozzy Albies, he's just on a good team. I don't know. I'm going to go with Adam Frazier. Don't know a lot about him.
For the AL third baseman, one of my trades that I made in my dynasty with the Iowa Hawkeyes, former Washington Nationals in the show 21. Rafael Devers deserves this at third base. Speedy Red Sox player, I know you love him. And he also made the home run derby last year. I kind of stunk the bed and lost in the first round, but we're not going to talk about it. Rafael Devers deserves this all-star.
Me being a Devers fan, as a Red Sox fan, if you don't know, I mean, we kind of always say that we're a fan of some team in every different episode. So just to clarify, I'm a Red Sox, Cubs, and Nats fan because I have a lot of relatives that like the Cubs and the Red Sox, and I just live in D.C., so I gotta root for the Nats sometimes. But Devers, nowhere close to being a good fielder. I think he should prioritize that. He can still hit for bombs, but definitely try to make a more smoother approach to the balls. And I mean, he's a great hitter. He speaks for himself. I mean, maybe you can put Matt Chapman up there, but I don't really see him taking over Devers, who's had a pretty good season, and Matt Chapman, who's been on and off this entire season. So Smith.
I mean, like Speed said, you know what you're getting from Rafael Devers. Great bat, terrible fielder. I think he deserves it. He's had a good season. Red Sox are playing well this year. He's contributed a lot to that team. He deserves it. Nothing more to say.
Thank you, Smith. And unfortunately, we're going to have to cut it up short here with just the infield because we're running short on time. So we're going to do the shortstop for both leagues. And let's finish off the NL third baseman here. We have Chris Bryant in the lead, Nolan Arenado behind him. I think Chris Bryant deserves this. I mean, Nolan Arenado, it's not like Nolan Arenado has had a bad year, but I mean, Chris Bryant should have had a better one. Chris Bryant takes this one. Speedy, I bet you're happy.
I'm pretty happy about that. He went diamond in the show. You already know. Roster update, he got upgraded, and he's been playing like a great player, all-star definitely. And, I mean, there aren't really a lot of players that can really go up against him, so yeah, I gotta go with him.
Like Speed said, and everyone else said, Chris Bryant, been playing really well. Cubs, they're doing all right, so you're not doing bad. I think Nolan Arenado, he's kind of been that guy who always gets it. He's always there, and sometimes you just got to make room for some of the guys who are just playing just as good as him. But Chris Bryant, he's not Nolan Arenado, but he deserved this year. He's been playing good. I'll give it to Chris Bryant.
Hey, hold on. I got a take for you, Smith. He won NL in his rookie. He won MVP in his rookie year, and he's a great fielder who's played left field, second base, shortstop, first base, and right field this season. So, I mean, I think he's more of a utility guy in the field. And the Cardinals have definitely not been showing up, especially in Arenado's stats and stuff. So, yeah, I definitely think that Chris Bryant is, more useful in the field since he's played almost every single position. Hell, I'd put him at catcher. With the way he's been playing and his arm, catcher all the way. Maybe even pitcher. I mean, he'd strike a few guys out, maybe give up a bomb or two, but in blowout, I would love to see Chris Bryant get a, like, zero ERA, strike a few guys out. Maybe
heck, just make him the coach. He can play everywhere.
He could literally play everywhere. GM. I mean, he could screw the Cubs' budget for the next 8 years, but I'd
still love him. The new owner of the Chicago Cubs should be Chris Bryant.
Next up, we've got AL shortstop. The leader by this, Xander Bogaerts. Not a lot of competition for him. Bo Bichette and Carlos Correa behind him, but I think Bogaerts wins this. I don't really see a lot of competition there at AL shortstop. Bogaerts, it's always been a weird relationship between me and him. I mean, I love him. He's a decent fielder. He's a great hitter. He's kind of fast, but for some reason he just doesn't pop out like the names of Carlos Correa and Bo Bichette, even though that they haven't really had a great season coming up to that. I mean Carlos Correa, he's having a pretty good year in June, but other than that, I don't really see any other people catching up to Bogaerts. And yeah, that's definitely a lot like Albies in the NL. Simeon in the NL. I mean, Jose Altuve, he's had a great May and June, but yeah, so Smith.
This one, I don't really care, to be honest. I think whoever gets it, they probably deserve it. They've been playing. I think there's just not really a lot of competition. I haven't really looked at it and been like, oh, man, what a tough place. I don't know. I don't really care too much about the AL shortstop. I guess Bogaerts deserves it. Buggers, he's been doing all right, but sure, he should deserve it.
We're going to the final position of the day for today, which is the NL shortstop. Currently, you already know who it is. Fernando Tatis Jr. He's going to win this. I mean, there's Javi Baez, but Javi Baez hasn't been good since last year. So, Fernando Tatis Jr. Sorry, Speed. Baez. Speed, what about you? Sorry, my mic wouldn't mute, but, Tatis, best shortstop in the game, you already know. He's had a great season. I'm pretty sure, third in home runs hit. He's gotten up there. He was hurt for a little bit, and he still was one of the best hitters in baseball. But come on, man, Javi's been great. I mean, great fielder. I mean, he only has three outcomes on the plate. He gets struck, he strikes out, gets a bloop single, or hits a home run. Come on, man. He's been good. Don't gonna diss him, man. Come on, Smith.
I feel like Trey Turner is just getting robbed right now. Trey Turner is having an amazing season. But he's never been popping. I feel like he's getting robbed this year. Tatis deserves it. I will say that. But Trey Turner at the same time is not playing by any means bad. But he just had a tough spot. But Tatis does deserve the spot for this year's All-Star.
I also agree with you, Smith. Trey Turner is kind of getting a little robbed here. But he's nowhere close to Tatis. And it also is hard for Trey Turner to stand out on such a
not so good team this year is Juan Soto. He's gotten more votes than him, and Juan has been doing all right. Not as good as 2019 or 2020, but definitely Juan Soto is one of the best hitters in baseball. But it's hard for people to root for him on such a bad team right now. So yeah, Smith.
I kind of like it, but I kind of.
And finally, we have what we always end off on: Diggin and Wiggin. I'll start off with my Diggin. I'm very excited because, boys, this Friday, I know it in my mind that we are going to have a Schwarber Tops Now card because he hits 5 homers in 2 straight games.
Schwarber.
And he is a beast. Schwarb Daddy is going to get a Tops Now card. My Wiggin is that two of my 3 baseball teams are over now, but I have a tournament this weekend, so we'll see how that one goes. And Speedy.
I'm Diggin. Almost the end of school for us. Smith, he has school tomorrow. Haha, I don't. I have the day off because he has to go in person. And JD, he's been off. But yeah, so I'm Diggin that. No school for a while. Summer break's going to be awesome. And I also kind of like this weather. I mean, we have an inside joke in my family called Speedy Weather where it's cloudy and not so humid. But yeah, so what I'm digging is, I mean, what I'm wigging is, I don't really know. I mean, don't really like on how the Cubs have been playing, nor the Red Sox. I mean, against the Royals, come on, guys. We're going to be hitting them, man. And the Cubs have just been sucking ever since that one good week that we had, and then we got a little too full of ourselves, and then, I just kind of think that, our teams can, put more effort into it, not have 3 good games, and then act like they're the best players in the league, when, Nats are back in their division, Red Sox are barely taking the lead in the AL, East, and same with the NL Central for the Cubs, so yeah.
I have 2.5 days of school left. That could be a Diggin or a Wiggin. For me, it's kind of looking like a Wiggin because the days feel super long. We all know how it feels. They get super long when it's the end.
Diggin, I guess. You know, summer right around the corner. It's going to be super fun. We're going to go see Black Widow when that comes out. Have a really good time. It's going to be amazing. So, that's about it. JD, send us to the
Sorry, it's getting warmed up here. Nachos, butts, and stew. If you stay to the end of this, thank you so much.